You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Distraction Therapy. This is old stories, new roads. The road changes shape. The first part followed inherited tales across woods, mountains and thresholds. Now the journey moves under different skies. We begin with weight, a farewell, a descent, a cave cut deep into the earth. But this hour won't stay underground. The music searches for openings through wind, light, repetition, noise and play. The path keeps changing beneath us. Let's follow it without asking it to become a straight line.
We'll be right back. 「ひび割れた」
What changes when we stop treating tradition as a museum? A museum protects things by holding them still. Music survives by moving. It passes from hand to hand, instrument to instrument, and generation to generation. Each encounter leaves a mark. Electric wake can carry an old spiritual question. A repeating rhythm can turn borrowed influence into a local language. A familiar form can be opened until something unexpected enters. That doesn't mean history disappears or that every borrowing is harmless. It means tradition is an activity, not a sealed container. We can hear musicians answering what came before them. Sometimes they honour it. Sometimes they argue with it. Sometimes they build a doorway where nobody expected one. So the question isn't whether music should remain pure. Purity was probably never the real condition. The question is whether a new sound listens carefully enough for what it carries. Can it transform and influence without pretending it arrived from nowhere? Can it make space for another future while keeping faith with the journey already made?
トマト繰り返すんだ、コリコリ聞こえてるならば全て
You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Thank you.
This part opens with a wall of sound and a word of departure. The farewell doesn't close the journey. It pushes us downwards towards earth, echo, and the long interior of a cave. The pressure builds until awakening arrives, less like a gentle revelation than a physical shock. Then the air changes. Wind enters the sequence. Light follows. The music becomes more spacious, but it doesn't lose the questions established at the start. It asks how we gather what we can't hold, and how we recognize a path while it's still appearing. Pilgrimage becomes the central image, not tourism, and not escape, but movement that alters the traveler. The voice needn't explain everything. Sound can guide us through texture, breath, and an invented language. From there, the sun begins to drip and time loosens. Repetition creates forward motion while also circling back. The journey meets its uncanny companions. A ghost, a visitor in the sky, and a masked figure arriving from an old communal practice. These encounters could have become a catalogue of the exotic. Instead, the sequence keeps changing scale. Private memory sits beside amplified ritual. Cosmic distance gives way to a human beat. Fear can become theatre, rhythm, or even a rough form of welcome. The closing music turns towards flow. Water and music share a title, then voices gather around bright syllables and generous playing. What began as farewell ends in participation. The road hasn't delivered us to certainty, it's taught us to move together while the shape changes.
Thank you.
We often imagine a journey as progress from one fixed point to another, yet some journeys change the map itself. The place we thought was an ending becomes an entrance. The darkness we wanted to escape gives depth to the light that follows. Even repetition can move us forward because we return with different attention. This hour has asked us to notice the difference between encounter and possession. We can meet a sound without claiming it. We can be curious without turning another culture into scenery. Listening well means allowing detail, history, and difference to remain present. That kind of attention changes the traveller. It makes us slower to label the unfamiliar and quicker to hear relationships between rituals and performance, technology and breath, heavy amplification and fragile song. Perhaps the road changes shape because our listening does. At first we hear obstacles, noise, distance, strange language, an unexpected visitor. Then another possibility appears. There may be invitations to adjust our pace, release an assumption, and enter the music on terms other than our own.
We'll be right back.
We began with a farewell and descent into the earth. From there, the music found wind, light, and a path of pilgrimage. It met ghosts, strange visitors, and older figures, then followed water towards a looser, more playful ending. The road changed because the listening changed. What first felt distant became an invitation, not to possess every meaning, but to remain curious, attentive, and open. You've been listening to Distraction Therapy, Old Stories, New Roads. I'm Rob Watson. Thanks for sharing the journey.